What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us here on WWLs, we're headed for another hot, steamy day. Highs in the low to mid-90s, feeling like triple digits, and just a chance of showers. Some of you will see it, some of you won't. I'm looking out our windows right now across the Mississippi River to the West Bank, and it looks like we got some showers offshore and maybe moving across the West Bank now, headed towards the downtown area. I jumped in for Tommy midstream today, and so he had already scheduled this conversation. I don't know the genesis of it, but I do find it very intriguing. Judy Ho joins us, clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast. Hey, Judy, how you doing?
Hey, Dave. Nice to talk to you. How are you?
I'm good. Glad to be here. I have heard just recently comments from people in public and kind of raised my eyebrows and tilted my head when I heard them. I heard one person looking at a child misbehaving and saying, that kid doesn't get enough whippings. And another person say almost immediately after, who was not involved in the conversation with the first person, was going, man, someone probably whips that child, and that's why they're so badly behaved. There's real real discussion, debate, and questions about, are spankings, whippings, the best course of punishment for a child, or is it timeout, or is it going to your room, or is it taking away things that a child enjoys? I'm not sure why Tommy wanted to talk to you about this, but I'm glad we're talking about it.
Well, I guess there's a lot of personal opinions about it, and everybody feels some kind of way about it based on maybe their own upbringing, their education, their experience, what's appropriate and what's not. I mean, of course, you know, there's certain lines where if you're physically abusing your child, that's clearly a strong line. But I think that what is a little bit more murky is people who say, well, but what if it's physical discipline, but it's not really crossing that line of this is abuse. This is something that somebody just decides that it's appropriate for their family. And people have very strong opinions about this. There are people who say, no, absolutely not. No physical discipline of any kind. Whereas other people will say, well, but I grew up and my parents spanked me and it was just on the butt and it was not a big deal. And I don't see that as abuse. And I'm going to do the same thing with my children. So I think there's really a spectrum of opinions here, including when you ask experts. There are some experts who say, okay, well, physical discipline of some kind might be okay as long as it's structured in some specific way, whereas other experts will say, I don't think that it's a good idea at all. And I would say that I'm on that side of the spectrum. I generally do not think it's a good idea to physically discipline your children in any way, including spanking, because it can just get out of hand really quickly. And if the parent is really fired up, emotionally they're being reactive, that's when things can go wrong and they hit a little too hard. And then now we're talking, well, is this abuse or not?
Yeah, and I know that it tends to be a familial, generational kind of thing where I hear a lot of parents say, hey, I got butt whoopings. I had to go and pick a switch from a tree and have my mom or dad whip me with it, and I turned out just fine, so I'm going to do the same thing with my kids. But on the flip side, some people also grow up saying, God, I cannot believe my parents did that to me. I'll never do that to my children. So there's, which is more common, do you think?
Well, it's really interesting. I think that depending on who you talk to and what family they grew up in, I think it could be equally common, because I really hear, at least anecdotally from my patients or even from people I talk to, you know, friends, colleagues, you know, physical discipline is probably more common than we think, especially in certain cultures. So in America, I think maybe a little less than some other cultures, but I grew up in Taiwan, and I actually clearly remember that my teacher in the first or second grade actually had us all line up to be hit on the hand with a little wooden, it was like a wooden stick, depending on the grade that you got on a math test. So I think on one of these tests, I had a 90%, which is not a bad grade, right? It's A minus. But basically, you were getting hit on the hand with this wooden stick for however many points you missed. So I got
so you
hit
got
10
hit
times
10 times
on my hand
for getting a 90
getting an
on
a minus.
Test. Wow.
For getting an A minus. And so again, I wouldn't necessarily call that abuse. I mean, she didn't hit hard, but it was kind of a public humiliation of sorts, because we kind of had to line up one after the other and get hit on the hand. And it was kind of just accepted as normal. Nobody said it was anything. Nobody thought there was anything wrong with it. I mean, all the parents knew about it and didn't seem to have a problem with it. So that's obviously just one experience. I'm not saying that every single person who grew up in Taiwan might have had that experience, but it was normative in the school that I went to for elementary school for a couple of years before I moved to America.
We hear from a lot of New Orleanians about the nuns with the rulers. Who went to Catholic school and a very similar kind of physical discipline that happened in many Catholic schools here in New Orleans. I got to tell you, there are still school districts in Louisiana where principals can paddle children. When I first moved to this state nearly 30 years ago, I really was shocked that. And back then, principals didn't even need permission from the parents. If they felt like it was necessary, principals and teachers could paddle children. Now, I think most of the districts that do still allow it require parental consent prior to it happening. But so it is, you're right, that we see vast cultural differences in different parts of the country and different parts of the world.
Exactly. But one thing that I like talking to parents about when they have this question, or maybe there's a disagreement, that happens a lot, where maybe one parent or one family member says it's okay, and another family member says it's not okay. I mean, I've even seen people who say, well, I came home and, you know, my mom-in-law was in the middle of physically disciplining my child, and that is not her job, and we have the last word. I mean, all of that makes sense why you'd have arguments about this. And I would say that while some parents and caregivers believe that physical discipline teaches respect and immediate compliance, what we see from the research is that it actually increases fear rather than true understanding of what's right and wrong, and like internalizing those values as the child grows up. So children, especially younger ones, might comply in the short term out of fear or trying to avoid this pain as punishment. But overall, it's not going to help them develop empathy or emotion regulation or moral reasoning. So in the research, at least generally, we see that physical punishment, even if it's sort of not abuse and yet it's something that feels more controlled, it doesn't matter. Just in general, physical discipline has been linked to increased aggression, anxiety, lower self-esteem in kids as they grow. And even some recent studies have shown that there's changes in brain areas that are responsible for emotional regulation. So, for example, the amygdala, which is responsible for fear processing, that area becomes more sensitized and bigger in children who are exposed to repeated physical discipline. So it kind of makes them this very kind of on edge person as they grow up, and they tend to have higher levels of stress and anxiety overall.
And all of that being said, we know that there are parents who believe that either they were raised that way or that they believe it works with their children, that the only way they feel they can get through to their children is by spanking them, whipping them, or somehow otherwise physically disciplining them, and insist that this is the most effective means of getting their children to behave.
Right. And then, of course, this is, as I mentioned, very personal for many people. And you may not change all of these minds. And again, of course, as the parent, you have the last say, as long as it doesn't cross the line of physical abuse. Too often, though, there is a risk of that. So if parents are insisting that they're going to use some form of physical discipline, it is important to talk about ground rules and whether or not the parents realistically think that they can uphold that. The biggest ground rule that I talk to parents about is that you have to make sure that your emotions are in check before you start physically disciplining your children. And of course, that's not always what happens. Usually, the parent is emotionally angered, they're reactive, and the physical discipline becomes harsher because they're acting out of emotion, right? And so they're hitting harder, maybe they're hitting in places they shouldn't, maybe they're picking up household objects that they shouldn't. And so really, if you're going to use physical discipline, you as the parent or caregiver has to go away, make sure your emotions are in check, that you're calm, and then you come back. You explain clearly to the child why you're physically disciplining them, trying to connect the consequence to whatever behavior you were unhappy with, right? You tell them very clearly what the physical discipline is going to be, like, I'm going to spank you 3 times. And as you're doing it, you cannot be emotionally heightened in any way. That's generally hard for people to do, but that's really the necessary basic, very basic ingredients that you have to have in place, or else there's just too much of a risk of it going wrong.
You know, you remind me vividly, I saw siblings getting into it with each other once, and the mother grabbed one of the children and started whipping one of the kids on the bottom, spanking the child pretty forcefully, and saying, "We do not hit." And it just kind of stuck with me. It's like, wait, you're hitting, saying not to hit. And maybe that's not quite the right message. We're talking with Judy Ho. When we come back, I want to involve you in the conversation. 504-260-1870. Call in right now. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, or text us and share your thoughts. Do you believe that physical discipline, spanking, whipping, using a belt, a stick, a paddle, a ruler, are those things still appropriate in today's society? And is that something that parents should still be doing as a form of discipline or not? I want to have this conversation. I want you to join in. 504-260-1870. We're back after this check on WWL traffic.
From the Acadian Windows and Hurricane Shutters WWL Traffic Center, I'm Joe Cardosi. The Body Carry Spillway is moving fine as you head in from LaPlace. I-10 has an accident westbound around Causeway, slowing things a bit as you head from Kenner to Metairie. The Causeway is flowing freely to and from the North Shore as you head in from Slidell. Looking good across the Twin Spans, and no delays through the Morrison Curve or across the high rise. Smooth sailing as you head downtown from the east on I-10 until you hit the Claiborne Flyover, which is a bit slow going. The Pontchartrain Expressway is free and clear as you head toward the CBD. As you move in from the West Bank, smooth sailing across the Crescent City Connection and the Huey P as well. With your look at traffic, I'm Joe Cardosi.
942, Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Getting a number of texts, people asking me where Tommy's at. If you were listening just before 7 a.m., he said he wasn't feeling great, so he asked me to jump in. So he is resting at home, so there you go. Someone says, thanks, I heard him this morning, and now you're on. So no, everything's fine. Tommy just wasn't feeling great. We're talking with Judy Ho, frequent guest on the show, about she's a clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast, talking about the best way to discipline children. Judy, someone texted in and says, I went to Catholic school here locally, and I got beat all the time by brothers and priests who whipped us with paddles and straps. I've never spanked my own kids because of this. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that that is a very common experience where people basically say, you know what, I've experienced this as a child. it messed me up, or I hated it, I didn't like it, and that is causing me to have an extremely hard line about how I deal with my own children. I mean, that is one of the most common things that I hear, that because they're of their own previous negative experiences, they're going to do something completely different with their own children.
Someone else texts in and says, I needed that form of physical discipline when I was a teenager, and I did not need to be told why. I knew why. This person believes clearly that that was the only way that they were going to behave, is if they did get physical discipline.
That's really interesting. Yeah, again, you know, people have such a different experience with this. I mean, people really respond differently, and there is an interaction between the type of physical discipline that is used and also the personality of the person, the temperament of the person, right? Some people, they actually say, hey, you know what, that actually helped me. That really reminded me of what's right and wrong. Other people are saying, well, that made me feel like my parents didn't love me. And that made me feel like my parents were willing to hurt me for whatever reason that they chose. And so that's the complicated thing about how this all works from individual to individual and family to family, because there's also those individual differences that we have to account for.
Another person texts us and says, parents need to use whatever loving discipline that works for their children. The biggest problem today is too many children are running the family. I only had to spank one of my sons twice. Other son took more times, and the possibility of a spanking helped keep him in control.
I think that it's, again, I think that these are great comments. People are kind of sharing their personal experiences. I would say that it's an...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Interesting discussion to even have between people, because people will have very, very strong opinions and they will argue with you about what works and what's right and what's not. I just want to reiterate again what we were talking about in the last segment is, you know, whatever reasoning you choose, and if you do decide that that's right for your family, we just have to make sure that as a person dishing out the punishment, that we're doing it in a way that doesn't feel like it's just us taking out our emotions on our kids, which of course is what ends up happening sometimes when emotions get heightened. So you have to be able to demonstrate to your child that this is something that's done in an orderly fashion, that there's logic to it. And after the discipline happens, it's important for you to have some kind of ritual to bond with your child again. You know, you don't want them to feel like just because they did something bad or something you don't like that you don't love them as much anymore for that. And I think that that can be hard to communicate, especially to young children.
Yeah. And it's also hard to hit them and then hug them afterwards and tell them, I know that, I know that hurt. I still love you, but you needed that because of your behavior. One thing I've also seen more of, and really over the last, I would say 10, 15 years, we saw a couple of high profile prosecutions of parents who were physically disciplining their children in public. I know a number of families who will tell you that they still spank their children, they still whip their children, but they're far less likely to do it, say, at a grocery store, at a department store, at a mall, than perhaps they used to be. And here in the Deep South, that used to be extremely common, and very rarely would anyone say anything. It's just, you know, there's a parent disciplining their children. But nowadays we hear, you wait till I get home, or, you know, I would have whipped you, but we were in public, you know, that kind of thing. What does that tell us? As that's clearly a societal change we've seen, where even parents who are prone to choose physical punishment are less likely to do it in front of other people.
Right. I mean, a couple of things. I mean, there's some recognition, I think, among people that it's not appropriate, that there's going to be judgment about it, that potentially Child Protective Services could get called if you do this in public, especially given exactly how that physical punishment is being doled out and how the child is responding. Like, if they're screaming in agony, I think you're going to be more at risk for getting a CPS call, whether that's a valid concern or not. I think, unfortunately, that kind of communicates to your child that there's something secretive about it. There's something really wrong about it, right? I mean, if you're somehow so confident that your form of physical discipline is not abusive in any way, then maybe it shouldn't matter all that much where you're doing it. I think the problem is when you start to say things like, well, you're lucky we're out here because when we're home, you're going to get it. It actually creates even more fear in the child that, like, okay, when you go home, that's where all the bad stuff happens. So not only do they start associating the home with something nefarious, there's also this sense that there's a secret that you have to keep. And that can be so challenging for a child's brain to hold. I think that this is what I hear the most about, actually, when I talk to my patients and how it's affected them is, you know, oh, my mom and dad, they seem so happy and cordial when they're out with people. And then at home, they're just like raging and, you know, angry people. It can cause such a huge sense of confusion for them as they're growing up that their caregivers are people that should be feared as well as loved.
Yeah, and this really is a touchy and difficult situation. And we're hearing people texting us who think this is absolutely crazy. You know, one person says corporal punishment has been going on for hundreds, if not thousands of years, and now all of a sudden it's bad and things like that. I mean, societies change and things change over time. But people who do believe in spankings, whippings, and physical punishment tend to vehemently defend it, protect it, and feel like it's almost a part of their family identity and part of their culture and reject any suggestion that maybe they should find some other way to discipline their children. Likewise, people who believe it's the worst possible way to discipline a child, if you try to convince them that there is some situations under which this is the most effective means, will also. So it's kind of like both sides are really dug in and 100% disagree with the other side.
Yes, exactly. And I think that, again, within reason, obviously, if you're clearly abusing your child, that's the hard line. But if people are saying, no, my physical discipline is very fair, it's not done emotionally, I really believe in it, I mean, clearly people can have their own views about it, right? And despite some of the research saying that that's not a good idea, if you personally still say, nope, this works for my family and that's what it is, and research is just general trends and I don't think it applies to me, that's also your prerogative. I would also say that, like you said, times have changed, and also what we know has changed, right? There's been more research done on this very issue. We know now that in general, it leads to some negative consequences, even when it's done quote unquote fairly. But that's just information for you to take in. You can still make your personal decisions within reason. And so I respect that. I understand that. But I think that part of it is just that we know so much more now, which is probably why the public perception is changing, because some of this research is distilling its way into the public consciousness. And people are like, oh, well, maybe it isn't such a good idea, whether it's my own experience or reading about this research or hearing about it. Maybe I want to try something different with my family.
Yeah. And also, I think we're in, as you know, such a politically divided time in our nation's history. Yeah. The chasm between political parties and viewpoints on issues has grown so much, and extreme views all the way to the left and all the way to the right are more prominent now, at least publicly, perhaps, than they've been before. And so I feel like this is another one of those issues where people kind of lock down on one side or the other and will
right.
stick to their opinions on it no matter what.
Absolutely. And again, I think, like you said, people are really locked in, especially right now in this climate. So if you're going to want to have some kind of constructive conversation with anyone in your life when you have differing opinions, you got to take a step back and realize that you're not going to change their mind probably in this one conversation. But certainly, if you can talk about it in a way that is constructive, a way that is helping just to kind of show the other person why you feel the way you do and why it's different from theirs, that's perfectly okay. But don't expect that somehow you're going to move mountains in a conversation, and that's actually going to cause probably more problems to your relationship than help anything.
Yeah, and obviously something potential parents should probably talk about before they have children, make sure they're on the same page about that.
Exactly.
And new parents may want to do some research other than just their own life experience before deciding how to move forward. Judy, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us, and I know we'll be talking to you again soon here on WWL.
Thanks so much, Dave. Have a great day.
Judy Ho, clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast. Text comes in at 504-260-1870. Says, my parents need to use what – no, I'm sorry. That's the screen refreshed on me.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah!
Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.